For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. NASCAR's Ted Christopher died Saturday in a plane crash about 90 minutes after takeoff from Robertson Airport in Plainville. There might not be anyone who had a better career locally in a modified car, one where you could see the wheels outside the car's body, than Christopher. Josh Vineda is the general manager of Thompson Speedway, where Christopher won 99 times, including a win there just 6 days before his passing. He says Christopher looked at 100 wins at the track as a bucket list goal before retirement.
I certainly grieve the idea that I won't be able to go down and congratulate him on his 100th victory. 100 is just a number. The legacy that Ted Christopher leaves behind goes far beyond any stats could ever quantify.
Joe Koss interviewed Christopher in Victory Lane after that race. As a track reporter and public address announcer at Area Tracks, Koss covered Christopher for 12 years.
I think you can compare the accomplishments of Ted Christopher at the regional level to what Dale Earnhardt Sr. did at the national level. He was this guy who loved ice cream, who would give you the shirt off his back, and was a true gentleman. But behind the wheel of that race car, he was intimidating.
In addition to being a champion of the only modified tour sanctioned by NASCAR in 2008, Christopher competed in 6 races at the stock car giant's top level. He was 59. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.